This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And very pleasant. Good morning, everybody. As always, good to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And yesterday afternoon at Citi Field in Queens, New York, the Marlins were taking on the Mets. The Marlins were looking to even this series at one apiece, but it wasn't going to be easy. They were going up against the two-time reigning Cy Young Award winner Jacob DeGrom, but the Marlins' horse, the left-handed rookie Trevor Rogers, was on the mound for Miami. This was a pitching matchup that we won't forget for a while. With a recap, as always, here is Glenn Geffner.
Well, a really good day for the Marlins. Marlins needed a really good day today, and they got it. They beat the Mets 3-0. Trevor Rogers and the bullpen combining on a three-hit shutout. Jazz Chisholm coming up big against Jacob DeGrom. Marlins adding on late, and they even this series up at a victory apiece with the 3-0 win at Citi Field. Chance to win their first series in three tries this season at 1:10 tomorrow when the Marlins and Mets close out this three-game set. So Trevor Rogers today made his second start of the year, coming off that rough first inning, then a great last three innings against the Cardinals in the season debut Monday. Jacob DeGrom making his second start of the season today, coming off six innings, a three-hit shutout ball in his debut Monday against the Phillies. And early on, both starting pitchers were really good in this ball game. DeGrom worked a 1-2-3 first inning, striking out Dickerson and Marte. Aguilar fouled out. He threw nine pitches, nine strikes, eight fastballs, one slider in that first inning. And it looked pretty obvious that DeGrom brought his A game, as he just about always does in this ball game today. Bottom of the first, a key inning in this ball game. Brandon Nimmo, a leadoff double against Trevor Rogers. Rogers had that shaky first inning, 38 pitches, three runs allowed against the Cardinals on Monday. And right out of the chute here today, man at second, nobody out. Francisco Lindor tried to drop down a sack bunt. The bunt was picked up, then dropped by the catcher, Chad Wallach. And just like that, the Mets had first and third with nobody out in the first inning. And Conforto coming up in a key moment in the game. Lindor tried to steal second base, and Chad Wallach gunned him down. A one-bounce throw picked nicely by Miguel Rojas. He applied the tag. So you had a man at third base at that point, but there was one out. And when Rogers came back to strike out Conforto and Pete Alonso, we headed to the second in a scoreless game. After the quick first inning, DeGrom looked to be on his way to a quick second. He struck out Garrett Cooper. He struck out Brian Anderson, and he jumped ahead. No balls, two strikes, facing the Marlins rookie second baseman, Jazz Chisholm. 19 pitches, 17 strikes, 19 pitches, 17 fastballs so far for DeGrom. The 0-2 to Jazz Chisholm is hit high in the air, deep to right field, a long way back, and gone into the second deck. Jazz Chisholm, in his first career at bat against Jacob DeGrom, takes him deep, and it's 1-0 Marlins. How about that? Jazz with his first of the season, the second of his big league career. He had been just one for his last 11, but that's one he'll remember for a long time. How about 107.4 miles per hour off the bat, 402 feet into the second deck and right. Marlins led it 1-0. It was a fastball at 100 miles per hour coming in, 107.4 going out, and the Marlins had the lead over the Mets. Trevor Rogers made it stand up. We told you how he struck out the last two men, Conforto and Alonso, in the first inning. Then he worked a 1-2-3 second inning, a 1-2-3 third, a 1-2-3 fourth. Through four innings, he had retired 11 consecutive Mets hitters, and he had seven strikeouts already in the ballgame. Mets threatened against him in the fifth inning with a leadoff hit from Dominic Smith. However, James McCann hit into a 5-4-3 double play, two outs, nobody on. Jeff McNeil walked, one of only two walks allowed by Rogers in this game. A balk then got McNeil down to second base with a tying run, but Trevor came back. He struck out Jonathan Villar. Villar was 0-for-3, 3 Ks in the game. That was punch-out number 8 at that point for Rogers, and that was all for the Mets in the fifth inning. In the sixth, still a 1-0 game. DeGrom cruising along for the Mets. Rogers rolling for the Marlins. DeGrom led off the bottom of the sixth for New York, and hit a little slow roller up along the first base line. The first baseman, Aguilar, pursued the ball. So did the pitcher, Rogers. And when Rogers fielded it and flipped it to Aguilar, they couldn't connect. Aguilar wasn't on the bag anyway. DeGrom had run by him. So DeGrom reaches on an infield single down a run to start inning number six. Then Brandon Nimmo takes a four-pitch walk. So all of a sudden, you got men at first and second with nobody out. And when Rogers fell behind Francisco Lindor 2-0, you started to sweat a little bit. But he got Lindor in a fly ball to center for the first out. DeGrom advanced to third. So tying man 90 feet away, one out in the sixth inning. The go-ahead man was at first base. You had the teeth of the order coming up, but Michael Conforto struck out for out number two. And then the very dangerous Pete Alonso facing Trevor Rogers, trying to preserve that 1-0 lead in the sixth. We got the tying man DeGrom at third. Go-ahead man Nimmo at first. Two down, sixth inning. Rogers sets the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. 96 up in the zone. The Mets had the tying and go-ahead man on, and he gets Lindor, Conforto, and Alonso. 2-3-4. Welcome to the big leagues, Trevor Rogers. That is a big-time pitching job by the 23-year-old rookie. Wow. Rogers really announcing himself to Major League Baseball, felt like, with his performance today, and particularly in that sixth inning against three really good hitters, Lindor, Conforto, and Alonso, three all-stars, getting the job done, preserving the 1-0 lead, pitching against DeGrom, so he knows he has no margin for error at all. What a job by Trevor today. He was done after six, three hits, no runs, two walks, 10 strikeouts, the six innings and 10 strikeouts, both matching the career best for Trevor Rogers. Second time in his career he's gone six innings in a big league start. Second time in his career he's struck out 10 in the majors. He had a six-inning, 10K performance September 6th of last year against the Tampa Bay Rays. So we went to the bullpen, which has not always been easy for the Marlins in the early going here in 2021. In the seventh inning, with that 1-0 lead, Dylan Floro came on to pitch, facing Dominic Smith, James McCann, and Jeff McNeil, the 5-6-7 men. Smith struck out. McCann grounded out 4-3. McNeil popped to short. And Floro had himself a 1-2-3 seventh. In the eighth inning, still 1-0. The lefty Richard Blyer on the pitch. He struck out Jonathan Villar to get things started. Villar 0-3 with three punchouts today. Kevin Pillar batted for DeGrom at that point. He lined to the shortstop. A nice diving play to his left by Miguel Rojas. There were two outs in the eighth. Then Brandon Nimmo with a line drive to short. Miggy was positioned perfectly again. A 1-2-3 eighth inning for Blyer. So into the ninth, Marlins 1, Mets nothing. When the Marlins took a 2-1 lead into the ninth on Thursday, we talked about how nice it would be to add on a little bit in the top of the ninth. Marlins didn't do it. Mets scored twice to steal a 3-2 victory in the Thursday series opener. Today, facing Edwin Diaz, just as they did in the ninth on Thursday, the Marlins did add on. First, a double from Starling Marte. The Marlins center fielder went 2-for-4 today, a single, a double, and a stolen base. He was at second with nobody out for Jesus Aguilar. Allowed one run or no runs in at least six innings and not gotten a win. 1-0 pitch to Aguilar, shot out to center. It's going to fall in front of Nimmo for a base hit. Marte around third. He's coming home, and the Marlins get the huge insurance run they were looking for. It's 2-0. But they weren't done adding on. After Garrett Cooper hit a fly ball to center, Brian Anderson reached on a fielder's choice. Aguilar out at second base, 6-4. When Jazz Chisholm walked, that pushed Anderson up to second base. So two on, two outs for Miguel Rojas. Yimi Garcia is ready for the bottom of the ninth. It'll be Lindor, Conforto, and Alonso in what now is a two-run game. There's a ground ball pulled up the middle, base hit center field off the bat of Rojas. Coming around third, Anderson. He's going to score to make it 3-0, all the way to third, Jazz Chisholm. So a two-run ninth for the Marlins, who can finally take a little bit, not a big deep breath, a little bit of a deep breath here against the Mets. Now they handed that 3-0 lead to Yimi Garcia. Got the chance to close this one out today with Anthony Bass taking a little bit of a step back. In the words of Don Mattingly pregame today, Bass, who's blown his first two save chances this year, will pitch in some lower leverage situations here in the near term, trying to get his season untracked. And Yimi was terrific, facing a tough part of the lineup, Lindor, Conforto, and Alonso. Lindor lined to second, one out. Conforto bounced to second, two outs. Mets were down to their final chance, ninth inning, trailing 3-0, when Yimi Garcia went after the slugging first baseman, Pete Alonso. 1-2 pitch is taken. Strike three, call the fastball at the knees. Yimi Garcia makes quick work of the Mets with a 1-2-3 ninth. Trevor Rogers beats Jacob DeGrom, and the Marlins back in the win column. They beat the Mets 3-0 on a Saturday afternoon at Citi Field. Nicely done. For the Marlins, 3 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, 5 men left. For the Mets, no runs, 3 hits, no errors. They stranded 4. The Mets runners in scoring position woes continue. They go 0 for 6 today with men in scoring position. Trevor Rogers, the winner. He squares his record at 1-1. What a job. 6 innings of 3-hit shutout ball, 2 walks, 10 Ks. Jacob DeGrom, the loser, 0-1. He also pitched brilliantly. 8 innings, 5 hits and a run, no walks, 14 strikeouts, matching his career best. It's his 4th ever 14-strikeout game, his 3rd against the Marlins. He threw 95 pitches, 76 strikes today. But the Marlins, behind Trevor Rogers, beat him 3-0. Yimi Garcia earns his first save of the season, his 2nd in 2 years as a Marlin, and the 3rd of his major league career. This one took 2 hours, 36 minutes to complete. So the Marlins with the winner, 2-6. They are 1-1 now on the road. Mets fall to 2-3 on the season, now 1-1 in their home ballpark, Citi Field. Marlins pitchers struck out 13 in this ball game. That means $325 will be donated to AutoNation's Drive Pink Initiative to fight against cancer. For every strikeout this season, $25 headed to the Drive Pink Initiative, courtesy of the Miami Marlins. So far this year, through 8 games, 79 strikeouts, $1,975 headed to AutoNation's Drive Pink Initiative. The man who got the bulk of those 13 strikeouts, Trevor Rogers. What a job by the 23-year-old lefty. 6 innings, 3 hits, no runs. He walked 2, struck out 10, 82 pitches, 56 strikes. And if you thought his day couldn't get any better, he had a chance, when it was all said and done, to spend some time talking with Kyle Seeloff.
Trevor, congratulations on the win today. You tied a career high in innings pitched and strikeouts. What allowed you to be so successful this afternoon?
Yeah, I think it was just trying to get ahead on the first pitch, you know, really attacking the zone and really just being aggressive, you know. And I really got to tip my hat to Wally back there. He called an unbelievable game. Give the credit to him, and just had a really good game plan going in.
All right, what did you do? What did you tell yourself, Trevor, first and sixth inning to get out of a couple of big jams?
I just didn't let the game speed up on me, you know. I think last game, that first inning, I kind of let my emotions in the game speed up on me. So I just took it one pitch at a time, really attacked the strike zone, and whatever happened, happened.
Hey, you looked every bit of an ace as Jacob DeGrom did this afternoon. Do you get a little more up facing a reigning 2-time Cy Young Award winner, Trevor?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to bring your A game plus a little more when you're facing a guy like that, best pitcher in baseball. I mean, it's definitely a little added, you know, just a little more, means a little more, you know. But, I mean, everyone did a great job. 1 through 9, put in some unbelievable ABs and scored some runs there, lay the game. Bullpen came in and shut it down. We just did a great job all around.
Trevor, tell me a little bit about your mentality, and I'll let you go in a second. You are always so cool, calm, and collected. But how much of a fire is inside of you to be an ace? Do you like that? Do you want to be one of the best? What's your mentality?
Yeah, I mean, I just have that controlled aggression, you know. If I kind of get too emotional, it kind of gets away from me. So I just try and have that controlled aggression, you know. And I know I don't show a lot of emotion sometimes, but it's in there. Got out a really tough jam, and you saw that at the end of the 6th.
Trevor, 2 career wins over Jacob DeGrom of the New York Mets. Congratulations, my man. Have a good dinner tonight. We'll chat with you soon.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you to Kyle Seeloff and to Trevor Rogers. 2 career wins. That number is going to go up in a hurry for this 23-year-old left-hander who is going to be a huge, huge part of the Marlins' present, the Marlins' future. He was terrific at Citi Field against a very good Mets lineup today. 6 innings of 3-hit shutout ball, 2 walks, 10 strikeouts, and not by much, but he outpitched Jacob DeGrom today as the Marlins get by the Mets 3-0. DeGrom was very good, too. Mets were able to get by DeGrom when he was seemingly just about at the top of his game as well. And for DeGrom, the frustration has to continue to mount. I mentioned this late in the broadcast. I'll update the numbers for you now that it's official. Since 2018, DeGrom now has made 20 starts in which he's worked at least six innings, in which he's allowed one or no runs, and in which he has not gotten a win. Number 20 today. No one else in the major leagues has more than nine such starts since the start of 2018. DeGrom now has 20 of them. And in his career, 185 major league starts, he's done that 32 times. At least six innings, one or no runs allowed, no win, about 17% of his career starts.
That is one heck of a win for the Marlins, 3-0 over the Mets. Let's first hear from Marlins manager Don Mattingly.
Thanks, Jason. Hey there, Donnie. I guess we should start with Trevor. Just, was that the best that he's looked to you so far in his short time up here in the big leagues?
You know, he's had different outings that he looks really good. I think he's just kind of, we're seeing, you know, him kind of grow up right in front of our eyes. I thought once he went back out the other day, he was really good. So, but, you know, that's a big time matchup today. You know, pitching here in New York. I think when you pitch against guys like DeGrom, I mean, the key to beating those guys is really having your guy stay with them, right? You just got to stay with this guy and not let the game get away. If you get down three or four runs on this guy, it's over. So, yeah, Trevor was the key to this thing, keeping us, you know, keeping zeros on the board, gets out of that one in the first, and then the one in the sixth. But he was rolling pretty good there.
And then for as good as DeGrom was, for Jazz to get that home run the second, for you guys that have a lead early, how much do you think that helped settle him down and help keep you guys in a groove being able to be up early?
Well, it's nice to obviously get ahead and give Trevor a little bit of breathing room. It would have been nice to try to add on in there somewhere, but he's awful tough. He knows that he doesn't want to give up runs, and he's going to, you know, even be tougher. But the runs late were great. You know, that obviously took a little pressure off of us and gave us a little bit of breathing room.
Kelly?
Hey, Donnie, with the Mets threatening in the first and the sixth, how pleased are you with Trevor's ability to handle those situations?
No, like I said, this kid's growing up right in front of our eyes, and we've talked about it, the way he's came in this year with the – you can just see the focus in his work and his – just everything that he does, he's put himself in good positions because he's got good routines now. I think he learned a lot of lessons last year, and he used them, and that's the key. The guys that can make adjustments here are the guys that are going to be really good. And if you don't make adjustments, it takes you, you know, you still might be good. If it takes you, you know, maybe it takes a couple of years, but this guy made him quick.
Daniel.
Thank you, Jason. Don, on the bullpen, Floro, Blair, and Garcia obviously was a big question after what happened in the previous games. So what did you see from the guys out there?
No, it was good. Dylan's been, you know, probably our most steady guy, it seems like, all year as far as just kind of dealing. And he's a guy that gets lefties and righties, so he's good for this lineup. You know, Blair, again, another good guy for this lineup. And then Yimmy was good. With a little bit of a cushion there, it was good to see that.
Bill?
How good was it to add to the lead in the ninth inning? It was really good to see.
No, that was huge because obviously we know what happened the other day. We had the one-run lead going in, you know, and then you're in harm's way with every pitch. And they got a really good offensive club over there. But those extra runs – get you a little bit of breathing room. You can afford to make a mistake, and that's really what we're going to need to get to. We got to get where we can, you know, we can afford to make a mistake here and there, and not cost us a game. So hopefully we can slowly get our offense on a roll, be putting runs up, and stay with the steady starting pitching in our bullpen. They're going to be fine.
I don't want to make it just one game. But is Garcia your closer?
No, we'll talk about this thing as like where we match up. It could have been a different inning. It could have been Blyer with the way their lineups, you know, kind of swings. So I think we got a good group back there. We feel like we got like four guys back there that we're going to end up trusting. and I shouldn't say even four because we really have the makings of more than that. But those are going to end up being with Bass and Yimmy, Blyer, Floro, Detz moving in that direction. We're going to have guys moving in that direction. So we're going to have, you know, five, six guys that we really trust, you know, into games. So that's going to give us a lot of options as we move forward.
Let's go back to Jordan.
Yeah, hey, Donnie, but specifically with Yimmy, outside of the home run he gave up on opening day, what have you seen from him throughout his handful of outings so far?
No, he's been good. He's been aggressive, I think. You know, we obviously give up some homers in spring, give up one opening day. Kind of got away from using his high fastball, and we wanted, you know, Mel's been pushing him back into that range. He's got a good changeup. He's got a good breaking ball cutter, and he can locate. But he's really good upstairs, and that sets a lot of his other stuff up. So we want to make sure he keeps pitching up there. But he's been good, you know, along with last year, right? This guy was really good last year. So, you know, Yimmy just kind of keeps going down the road.
And now that the game's over, do you have any more clarity on the starter for tomorrow?
You know, we're still talking about some options. We've talked about even an opener tomorrow. Not sure if we'll go that route. Kim's in the back here. I know we'll get a chance to talk. But Trevor having a good game there left us with a lot of options and what we want to do. So we're trying to figure out what's best for that lineup over there. It's a tough lineup to get through. So we'll see what it looks like.
Greg Mish?
Hey, Donnie, in terms of Trevor, just one quick thing. He was about like 80-some-odd pitches when you took him out for Floro. At some point this season, do you think that you'd let him go deeper into games, or are you going to kind of protect that as we go here? I'm just kind of curious.
Well, with all our guys, we want to protect. And, you know, Trevor, I think the last two innings, he was like 19 pitches an inning, had that battle, and it was 1-0 at the time. And, you know, I'm trying to keep building this guy and building his confidence as he, you know, continues to pitch well. There's going to be games that we're going to need him to probably go deeper. He seems like he's going to be a guy his pitch count can be low. But we do have the plan of trying to keep these guys' innings down over the course of the season. So we're going to have to be mindful of that as we move along.
Let's go to Jake.
Hey, Don. The home run that Jazz hit, it was a pitch over 100 miles an hour. It's above the strike zone. You've played a lot of baseball, seen a lot of baseball. How rare is that? How hard is that, what he did on that pitch?
Well, you know, Jazz is a guy that's nice and loose. And I think his hands work good, and he sees the ball good. You know, DeGrom's a guy you got to gear it up for. You don't expect him to, you know, he pitches up, he pitches down with the changeup. He's got the slider. So, you know, I think it's one of those things that's not really necessarily a pitch you're probably going to hit that often, right? If you're talking about over 100 out of the box up there above, you know, above the zone, it's a tough pitch to get to. But today was the day that, you know, Jazz obviously caught that one.
Daniel Rodriguez.
Hey, Donnie, I wanted to ask you, what did you see from Chad today after coming in such short notice after the hamstring injury to Alfaro?
Yeah, not an injury, just still tight. So I can't say we didn't hurt it today. But I was happy with Chad. It was the last, you know, probably with an hour before game time that we, you know, kind of end up letting him know. But Chad's a kid that's prepared. That's been that backup role's job. You're always prepared. And you're prepared for the series from the very beginning. So, you know, he'd done his work, and he'd caught Trevor before, knows how his pitches work. We try to spread guys out through camp, but he did a great job.
That was Marlins manager Don Mattingly. After the ball club's 3-0 win over the Mets, the Marlins improved to 2-6 this season. And after the ball game, I had a chance to catch up with a winning pitcher. Two wins in his big league career, both of them against Jacob DeGrom. Here was Trevor Rogers.
Trevor, congratulations on the win today. You tied a career high in innings pitched and strikeouts. What allowed you to be so successful this afternoon?
Yeah, I think it was just trying to get ahead on the first pitch, you know, really attacking the zone and really just being aggressive, you know. And I really got to tip my hat to Wally back there. He called an unbelievable game. Give the credit to him, and just had a really good game plan going in.
All right, what did you do? What did you tell yourself, Trevor, first and sixth inning to get out of a couple of big jams?
I just didn't let the game speed up on me, you know. I think last game, that first inning, I kind of let my emotions and the game speed up on me. So I just took it one pitch at a time, really attacked the strike zone, and whatever happened, happened.
Hey, you looked every bit of an ace as Jacob DeGrom did this afternoon. Do you get a little more up facing a reigning two-time Cy Young Award winner, Trevor?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to bring your A game plus a little more when you're facing a guy like that, best pitcher in baseball. I mean, it's definitely a little added, you know, just a little more means a little more, you know. But, I mean, everyone did a great job. 1 through 9, put in some unbelievable ABs and scored some runs there, lay the game. Bullpen came in and shut it down. We just did a great job all around.
Trevor, tell me a little bit about your mentality, and I'll let you go in a second. You are always so cool, calm, and collected. But how much of a fire is inside of you to be an ace? Do you like that? Do you want to be one of the best? What's your mentality?
Yeah, I mean, I just have that controlled aggression, you know. If I kind of get too emotional, it kind of gets away from me. So I just try and have that controlled aggression, you know. And I know I don't show a lot of emotion sometimes, but it's in there. Got out a really tough jam, and you saw that at the end of the sixth.
Trevor, two career wins over Jacob DeGrom of the New York Mets. Congratulations, my man. Have a good dinner tonight. We'll chat with you soon.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Marlins left-handed rookie Trevor Rogers after his 3-0 win over the New York Mets and Jacob DeGrom yesterday afternoon. Before we wrap things up, let's hear from the Marlins second baseman who blasted that 100-mile-an-hour pitch from DeGrom early on into the seats in right field, Jazz Chisholm.
But first off, just can you walk me through the home run, what you were looking for, what you saw, and how it felt to be able to hit 100 miles an hour off DeGrom?
Honestly, I went in my first at-bat going in to take the first pitch because I was just like, okay, we're facing DeGrom. I was excited to face DeGrom today. Honestly, I couldn't have been more excited to face any other pitch in the league. Definitely has my respect. But I went in there, and a lot of people were saying, like, it's an angry 100. It gets on you. And after I took the first pitch, I was just like, ooh, it didn't really get on me like I was expecting how everybody else said. And then I got a 0-1 fastball, and I was early. So after I was early, I was just thinking that he was thinking the same way I was thinking, like, okay, he's early on my fastball. So since he's so far out front, I'm going to throw off-speed now. So I was looking for an off-speed pitch, and he threw me a fastball up, and I just reacted to it, got my hands above the ball, and yeah, it was a homer.
And then secondly, what do you think this win can do for you guys? You talked about how you guys were frustrated because you felt like you were playing better than your record. What can a win like this, doing what you guys did against DeGrom and the Mets in general, do for you guys as you try to move forward?
I feel like a win like this will get us going. You know, that it's DeGrom on the mound, especially, you know, we always in the past have hit DeGrom really well. I'm saying we like I was there, but yeah, we've always hit DeGrom really well, and I feel like he was always the guy that got us starting. You know, he always got our motor started every year, so I feel like this is the time for him to get our motor started again.
Let's go to Danny Alvarez.
Thank you, Jason. Jazz, you said that it didn't look like 100 to you, that pitch from DeGrom. Is that because of the level of confidence that you have right now?
I mean, honestly, It's a heavy 100 and it's a lighter 100, and I felt like his 100 was on the lighter side than the heavy ball throwers. You know, like some people's 100 are very heavy, so like it feels like it's harder, and some people's are heavier. Some people's 100 is a little lighter. So to me, I felt like he was on the lighter side. On like Jordan Hicks is more of a heavy 100, you know.
And secondly, how did Trevor look to you out there?
Man, I'm excited for Trevor. I'm very excited. He showed emotion to me, at least. This is my first time ever seeing him show emotion on or off the field, so I'm excited to see where he goes after today and getting out of the spots that he got out of today. I mean, he was electric out there. It looked like he was throwing an invisible out there.
Craig Mish.
Hey, Jazz. What were you thinking as you were rounding the bases after hitting that home run off DeGrom?
Honestly, you just round the bases. I wasn't thinking anything crazy.
I wasn't like, okay, like I just hit a homer off DeGrom. That's cool. But I got to go try and do it again, you know? Like it wasn't really of a, oh yeah, I just hit a homer off of DeGrom. You know, I feel like my abilities should allow me to hit a home run off of anybody. My hands should be able to get to any ball that I can swing at, you know? But I mean, I just felt like it was another pitcher out there, but obviously it was the best pitcher in baseball today, but you know, I felt like I was supposed to do that.
Thanks.
Peter?
Hey, Jazz. Did you know that was gone immediately?
Yes, off the bat. Off the bat. As soon as I hit it, I knew it was out of there. There was no holding that ball back.
Jazz Chisholm after his home run off DeGrom yesterday afternoon. Marlins beat the Mets 3-0. Mets fall to 2-3 on this young season. The Marlins improve to 2-6. Game 3 of this series, the rubber match, comes your way at 1:10 this afternoon. Weather pending. Supposed to be a very nasty day up in the greater New York City area. We'll keep you posted. Still no word as to who's going to start for Miami. So as we get a little closer to game time, we'll let you know. As for the Mets, we'll see the right-hander Marcus Stroman. First pitch at 1:10. Airtime 12:40 with Marlins on deck. And as always, we hope you find some time to join us on the Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.